Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Office of South Korean President Moon Jae-in says he and President Trump have reaffirmed the need to bring North Korea back to the negotiating table by applying maximum sanctions and pressure. Mr. Trump had tweeted earlier in the week that taking a talking, that is not the answer after Pyongyang's latest missile launch, which Kim Jong-un called a simulation of war meant to demonstrate his military's capability to strike the U.S. territory of Guam. President Trump has repeatedly stated that U.S. options regarding North Korea include military action. Before visiting Texas and Louisiana later today, President Trump asked Congress for nearly $8 billion in aid for relief and recovery efforts from Hurricane Harvey, which struck the U.S. Gulf Coast a week ago, dumping unprecedented amounts of rain, displacing more than 1 million people, claiming the lives of at least 39. Mr. Trump and his wife Melania met at the White House with representatives of U.S.-based charities and relief agencies. Mrs. Trump thanked them for their efforts in Texas, which was hard hit by Harvey.
It's great to be here with amazing people, and I want to thank all the volunteers all across the country that came to help to Texas, and fantastic job. And we are going tomorrow to visit them, and I just want to tell them to be strong and everything will be okay.
Meantime, tens of thousands of residents along the Texas and Louisiana Gulf Coast remain in shelters, not able to return to their homes because of high water, and their homes were left uninhabitable. This is VOA News. Thousands of Rohingya Muslims are pouring into Bangladesh from Myanmar, VOA's Bogallo, following that story.
Myanmar's military said Friday that almost 400 people died in recent violence in the western state of Rakhine, triggered by attacks on security forces by insurgents from the Rohingya ethnic minority. Both sides accuse the other of atrocities as tens of thousands of Rohingya flee to Bangladesh. Most of Myanmar's estimated 1 million Rohingya live in northern Rakhine State. They face severe persecution, with the government refusing to recognize them as a legitimate native ethnic minority, leaving them without citizenship and basic rights. Bill Gallo, VOA News.
United Nations says at least 38,000 people have fled from Myanmar into Bangladesh, most of them Rohingya. Community leaders in Bangladesh have told VOA that some Hindus, who are a minority in Myanmar, also have crossed the border. Sources in Bangladesh have told VOA's Bangla service that as many as 60,000 have crossed the border in the past 8 days. The White House says President Trump will announce his decision Tuesday on whether or not to end the Obama administration policy that protects children of undocumented immigrants who entered the United States illegally. Mr. Trump had pledged on the campaign trail to scrap that program, calling it amnesty. Since taking office, he has said the issue is one of the most difficult he has dealt with as president. Known as DACA, the program has given nearly 800,000 people a reprieve from deportation by providing 2-year renewable work permits for eligible applicants. Colombia's Marxist former guerrilla group, the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, have relaunched as a civilian political party with a new name, the Common Alternative Revolutionary Force, thus preserving the acronym in Spanish, FARC. Under the 2016 peace accord with the government, which brought an end to the bloody war that has killed more than 220,000 people, most of the group's fighters were granted amnesty and allowed to participate in politics. Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos.
We don't agree with what the FARC believes. We agree and support that they can express their beliefs and do politics without violence and without arms. That's the whole purpose of the peace agreement.
And under the peace deal, FARC will have 10 automatic seats in Congress through the year 2026, and May campaign, that is, for additional seats. Both legislative and presidential elections in Colombia are set for 2018. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.